Shall we move on to Kaitak? Vincent, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. The written report is tabled as document number 13. I'll briefly go over the report. We have our 18th meeting held on the 18th of August, basically covering four major items. One, Kaitak Approach Channel and Kwantong Typhoon Shelter Improvement Work. Kaitak office and CEDD brief members on the proposed way forward for improving the water quality at the Kaitak Approach Channel and Kwantong Typhoon Shelter. If members remember, there used to be a proposal of cutting a 600 meter wide opening of the former runway to clean the water in the channel. As an alternative, upon further study, KTO recommend an interception and pumping scheme to substitute the original 600 meter opening. Members noted that the suggested IP scheme would achieve the similar standard of environmental performance and cost effectiveness as the original proposed opening. Members believe that the IP scheme should be welcome as a more preferable alternative over the 600 meter opening, noting that the two could achieve the basically the same target. However, the task force also advised that further works would have to be carried out for further improving the water quality in the longer term for the channel to serve as a water sports area, as recommended in earlier meetings. Second, pedestrian environment improvement scheme for transformation of Kwantong business area feasibility study stage 2 public engagement. The Energizing Kowloon East office, EKEO, commissioned a feasibility studies in mid-2014 with a view to review present pedestrian and traffic condition at Kwantong business area and formulating methods to strengthen accessibility around the area. The task force appreciate the innovative suggestions and EKEO's effort in coordinating various departments to realize the scheme, which aimed to improve the pedestrian environment. Particularly, the members welcome the back alley projects as a successful demonstration of upgrading formerly unpleasant environment with local characters and artistic elements. Members also give comments on other improvement proposals, such as design for street furnitures and tackling loading and unloading activities at roadside. Item 3, Cheung Kwan O Lam Tin Tunnel Projects. CEDD shared with members' latest progress of the projects on Cheung Kwan O and Lam Tin, which was one of the three sections of the strategic Route 6 Express link between Kowloon West and Cheung Kwan O. TKO LTT would be connected with Trunk Road T2 in Kaitak, and part of the tunnel would fall under Charcoal Lane waterfront. Members inquire whether the administration and ventilation building would impose visual impact on the ridge line. It was also suggested that landscape and enhancement of the slope of Charcoal Lane Knoll could be included in the project scope. Members were assured that the Lam Tin interchange would be situated behind the existing knoll and could not be seen from the harbour. Item 4, promenade adjacent to Hong Kong Children's Hospital at Kai Tak. The LCSD and ASD briefed the task force on the preliminary design of the promenade fronting Hong Kong Children's Hospital in the South Apron area. The task force has no in principle objection to the proposed design. However, members stressed the importance of providing a visual linkage between the promenade and the piazza in between the two hospital blocks. Future connection to the Kwun Tong Promenade in the east should be also be considered in details. Thank you, Chairman. That's the end of my report.
Thank you very much. A lot happening, obviously. Paul, you have a question?
First of all, the item that I was in was present to the discussion of the Kaitik Approach Channel and the pumping scheme. As far as my recollection is of that meeting, is that we did not agree that the IP scheme was an appropriate substitute for the 600 meters opening, because we have not been able to obtain any confirmation that the water quality that would be the outcome in the approach channel would do more than just attack the odor, but would be to the standard of water sports, secondary contact. We did not get that confirmation. So the suggestion here that the task force concluded to accept the IP scheme, i.e. as a substitute, I don't recall that we did it at all, Chairman. Yourself was quite vehement, strong on this one too, that we had no evidence in that meeting presented to us at all that what we wanted, which is secondary water contact would be possible, could be achieved with the IP scheme rather than with the 600 meter gap. So I don't think that this conclusion is correct. And I would hope that members can clarify that. And I'd like to discuss the Hong Kong Children's Hospital if I can.
Chairman, can I make some clarification on this first?
Yes, you can, Vincent.
Yes. well, if my memory still works, Chairman, we did have a very lengthy discussion on this issue regarding making Kai Tak Approach Channel a sports activities area, and that is no doubt on this issue. We have talked about whether the 600 meter channel, the cut 600 meter opening on the former runway, can actually bring that channel to a standard that is suitable for water sports. And we were told that 600 meter channel is only used for the odor, to reduce odor and pollutants of the water body. So neither the 600 meter opening nor this IP scheme can actually achieve that channel to a water quality suitable for water sports. So in view of that, knowing that the IP proposal would have an equivalent quality as compared with the 600 meter channel, we approve that, and the meeting conclude that, well, we agree to the adoption of this IP proposal as an alternative to the 600 meter channel. I think we have had this discussion quite deliberated quite lengthily, and as far as my memory is, if it still work after a busy mid-autumn festival and all this meeting, I hope I have clarified the issue. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Maggie?
Just on that topic, we did discuss exactly as Vincent says, and I think several other people at the meeting, it was only then we understood that the EPD were looking at improving the water only to improve odour. And we were all fairly horrified, because we'd always understood we were trying to use it eventually as a water sports centre. Now, we appreciate if that's all EPD had ever undertaken, so that's what they've done. But we never accepted, as far as I can remember, that that was as far as it should go. Now, I understand that the 600 metre and the other font, if they both delivered, we understood that, but we didn't. But it wasn't what we wanted. So yes, they were equal, But they still didn't produce what we thought we want, you know, what we needed to actually turn that into a water sports centre. And my own understanding, right or wrong, was that people would go back and have a look at that again and see whether it could be improved so we could use it as a water sports centre. Because it's been there, suggested for that, for a very long time.
Okay. Please, KK.
Chairman, thank you. I think Winston's recollection was correct, so he was eating the correct mooncake. Yeah, and the point I want to raise is when we discuss this item,
yep.
The representative from government were not able to give us a positive answer as regard to the time span that government would take to improve the water quality so that it is suitable for water sport, as Paul said. Mm. I think, may I propose that as a commission, we ask government to give us a timetable and an action plan as how the water quality will be improved to achieve to a standard that is acceptable for water sports in this area.
And how?
And how, yes.
Yep. Christine, can we take that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. And how? And that's how we walked away. And that and how could be whether it was the interceptor, or it was a 600-meter gap. We didn't know the answer to that one because the we couldn't be given the answer at that one. We did not approve government to cancel the 600 meters and only have the interceptor. We did not agree to that one.
We ended
the conversation very clearly. Mm. That the government had to come back and show us how we're going to get the water quality standards that we are pursuing, which is not just odor, but is secondary water contact. And that's it. That's how we left it. And what the solution is, we don't know yet. So it cannot be assumed in the minutes here or in any other minutes. And if it's assumed, then we should correct that decision. Because we should not decide on not doing the 600-meter gap until we have confirmation on the water quality that we're going to pursue and how it's going to be done.
Okay, Christine,
yes,
last word.
Oh, thank you. I would like to clarify that at the particular meeting is actually open to the public, so we can always listen to the audio recording. There were two separate discussions. First of all, CEDD colleagues confirmed for us that the original brief for the 600 opening was to conquer the odour issue and the clearance of pollutants. The 600 metres opening did not seek to resolve all the water quality issues of that particular area. That's point one. And then point two is that we note that Kai Tak is a very good potential area for sports, water sports development. However, we also point out at the meeting that there are different areas within the Kai Tak area that could be developed for water sports development. And we categorically mentioned to members that the area to the closer to the typhoon shelter would achieve a water quality standard that is suitable for water sports much faster than the inside water area, which the 600 meter opening seeks to remove the odour issue. So I think, we conclude at the meeting that in lieu of the 600 meter opening, since the two achieve exactly the same objectives, the new scheme would replace the 600 meter opening achieving its original goal and its objectives because the two actually achieve the same objectives. However, the government representatives there did agree to look into future, like how to raise above the original brief and in the future how they can further improve the water quality to make sure that section of the water could also be suitable for water sports development. So I think we're talking about two stages of deliberations. We did, as the task force, agree to the new scheme in replacing the 6-meter opening because we agree that in terms of cost effectiveness, is actually better. In terms of the original brief of accomplishment, it's the same. So we agreed that that was the option to go for. But we then ask for the step forward. What else could be done? Is a new additional standard, actually, that we raised a bar for the government to come back and say what else could be done. So I think, to be fair to the chair and also members who attended the meeting, this is exactly the flow of our discussion.
Paul.
Chairman, I strongly object to the decision to close the gap on the basis that government has not been able to tell us yet whether they can achieve water quality standards for secondary water contact without the gap.
We'll record that.
And okay. I definitely want to have these listen to the recording, because my recollection of is very different from the government here.
All right. Thank you.
Chairman, can I make a note on this? Because my memory was being challenged.
Okay, please, sure.
I have to make it very clear that the committee, after listening to government's statement, that not even the 600-meter opening would actually solve the problem to make the channel to the quality of water sports. So either 600-meter or the proposal, none of this proposal can actually solve the problem to make it up to the standard of a water sport area. Therefore, the meeting concluded that we accept the IP scheme as an alternative to the 600-meter opening to tackle the odor. We have agreed in the meeting that we ask the government to proceed with further work in the longer term to carry out water quality improvement for the channel to serve as a water sports area. So there are two steps here. First, accept the IP as an alternative to the 600-meter opening. Second, to ask the government to further work to improve the water sports area for the channel to serve as a water sports area. And I agree to KK's channel proposal in this meeting that we need a timetable and how to achieve this from the government. We will follow this up in our next meeting. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Sorry, hand going up, please.
Chairman, I just want to concur what Vincent has said. And that's also my understanding. I was involved in the early discussion on the EIA report of this particular issue. In any EIA study, they have the whole purpose is to minimize the impact, in this case, audio and other parameter, to meet the required water quality objective. They won't do more than that. So it's based on modeling study and that, okay, they open up 600 meter. Why not 1,000? Because 600 meters is enough to meet that particular required water quality objective. And of course, now you're talking about moving goalposts. So you tighten up the objective to make it water contact spot. Then you need to do another modeling. Maybe you need to open up 1,000 meter, or you may actually cut the whole the airport airstrip away in order to allow that. But you need to redo the whole exercise. This is the EIA. EIA won't do more than that. So the question is, for the same purpose, there are two alternatives. Now, one is cutting 600 meter, the other is through this proposal. This is to achieve that particular objective. If you change the objective, then you will redo the whole exercise. And we might have to wait a couple more years to redo the EIA. But I think before that, actually, we have to change the water quality objective for the particular site. But that will be difficult, because recently EPD reviewed the water quality objective. I was in the specialist group. We spent more than 2 years or so to review it, and the conclusion, you will stick to the original water quality objective. So now you said, okay, we redo the exercise and break the harbour into pieces. This particular piece will be followed this objective, the other with another objective. Then you have to do the whole framework again to break up the 10 water quality or water control zone into maybe 50 or 30, and then everyone have their own water quality objective. That is unfortunately, that is the system. So we're touching on a very generic issue. Okay, but to be pragmatic, we now talk about this particular objective, and there's an alternative to reach the same objective in a more cost-effective way. That's the way I see it. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you. All right, let's move on. Kowloon, Chunwan, and Kwai Ching, Task Force, Becky.
Sorry,
left the children's hospital issue, Chairman. I've asked for that to be raised. Children's hospital, waterfront. That's going to be our first next waterfront that we're going to do around in Victoria Harbour. And this current design, the proposal is basically to exclude the three users, marine users and cyclists and pet owners are all three excluded from this waterfront. So in terms of our strategy of being having a shared use, I think that we have a problem here that as this is our first next project that we are approving, that we should demonstrate we can have sharing. And for all these 3 points, I've seen an answer from LGSD basically saying we can do it sometime in the future, but I think that's a pity. We should try to do them all three and address them all in the current design.
LCSD, do you want to try and respond to this? No. You want to start?
Chairman, yes, Christine, if you okay. allow me. Indeed, Paul's comments on cycle track, water users and pet owners were conveyed to LCSD and they already provided a written response on the three parts. I would just like to recap here for other members' information. On cycle track, indeed, the original design already incorporated a reserve area for future cycle track to be put in place in this particular site. It's because... it's very long, 13 kilometres around the Kai Tak area for cycle track to be developed. Instead of having this particular very relatively short cycle track to start before the others, what we're proposing now is that Kai Tak office would put in place, they would actually do a study to study the whole cycle track system in the Kai Tak area. And reserve areas has already been put inside this promenade for studying purpose. And for waterland interface, the whole promenade is part of the 11-kilometre long waterfront. And since there's no existing landing steps or anchor points along this particular promenade that's presently available or accessible by the public, so we believe that like Kai Tak Fantasy, when EKEO conducts that study, they would also look into the whole water body and see which area is actually best for landing steps and bollards or the like to be placed. It may be in this area, but it's just that at this particular design phase, they would await further studies before deciding which areas would be best for waterland interfaces. And for pet garden, I think LCSD believes that this area is rather relatively small, and also it's very close to the children's hospital, and they are mindful that it may not be the best suitable place for pet garden to be incorporated in their present design. So these comments were actually conveyed to members, and if there's any further view, we can convey them to the proponent again, but these is their latest response. Thank you, Chair.
Paul, can you respond in writing? I think.
I think it's a matter of principle, Chairman, on all these three issues. The marine users, we have had a land water interface task force now for at least 2 years, and I don't think we can stand by and have more waterfronts going about without any marine users interface on the basis that we haven't discussed these issues. So we've got to get our act together and make sure that these things are included right from the start so that there's no future abortive cost of the design just because we want to put a bollard in, and we know it's difficult to do it later. Interventions are always more difficult to do it up front. The pet owners, I'm not asking for a pet garden, I'm just asking for making sure that the pet owners can walk through with their pet. And if we can't have pet owners walking through the entire area with their pet, then provide a route that they could walk through. And again, Chairman, this is one of those things, if you don't do it up front, then later on there's a couple of old ladies that are doing Tai Chi there, and you're suddenly going to say, now to tomorrow, we're going to let pets walk through your Tai Chi area, and then it will be difficult. It's not difficult now, but it will be difficult once the area is being used by Tai Chi dancers and whatever. So you've got to do it up front. And if we don't do it now, then the shared use, we can forget it for everywhere on the waterfront. The cycle track, fantastic. We've land reserved for it. So let people use it for cycling. Why wait? It's going to be intermittent. Every bit of waterfront around Hong Kong is intermittently going to be upgraded. As we upgrade them, we make them available. Why wait for the entire 73 kilometers or this entire 11 kilometers to be done, and then we're suddenly going to change it? Because then again, the same thing. That cycle track reserve and that waterfront will be used by people that do Tai Chi, that do whatever they do. And then you suddenly say, I'm going to take away that site from you, and I'm going to let cyclists coming through your area. And then you're going to have all these objections. So it's just a stupid way of going about it. And there's no excuse for this.
The only excuse is that LCSD hasn't thought about it, and it's too much hard work, and it's rather to say no to cyclists, no to pet owners, and no to marine users because they have never done them anywhere. They don't want to learn. It's time to learn. And this is the first one we do next, so do it. You know, why not? It's like, stop having excuses. Get on with it. You know, to me, Chairman, we got to set this as a milestone. This is the start. From now on, shared use, and get your act together. You know, that's got to be the principle. Otherwise, it will never happen anywhere.
Okay, write down exactly what you said. Write it in. Send it to Christine. Send it also to the chair of the CAITAC Task Force, and it also to KY, Land Water Interface, and in their positions as chairs, I'm sure they'll take it on, take it forward. All right? Thank you.